This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moscoane, in for Terry Gross.
In the not too distant future, somewhere in time and space, Mike Nelson and his robot pals are caught in a nasty place.
Mystery Science Theater 3000, the cult TV show in which very bad movies are hosted and ridiculed by a very funny human and his robot pals, presents its final episode this weekend on the Sci-Fi Channel. That ends a run of more than 10 years on several networks. TV critic David Bianculli provides a very fond farewell.
Mystery Science Theater 3000 began in 1989 as a local production on a UHF station in Minneapolis. Given its humble beginnings, the chances of the show ever getting out of the state of Minnesota were one in a million. The idea of it catching on and lasting for more than a decade on a total of three cable networks, the Comedy Channel, Comedy Central, and Sci-Fi Channel, was even more of a long shot. But MST3K, as the show helpfully abbreviates itself, managed to turn vocal ridicule into a venerable TV tradition. Creator Joel Hodgson was the show's first star. When he left, head writer Mike Nelson took over. Both of them played characters who were trapped inside a space satellite, joking around with robots, actually the show's other witty cast members working as puppeteers, while being forced to watch tacky old movies. To keep their sanity, and to keep us viewers entertained, they heckled the films nonstop. If you still haven't discovered MST3K, this isn't really the time to start. Sunday's episode, built around the Austin Powers-ish 1967 turkey called Danger Diabolique, is a farewell episode from start to finish. And unlike many farewell episodes these days, it actually provides some sense of closure. The program begins when Mike and his robot pals, Crow, Tom Servo, and Gypsy, are accidentally sent in a trajectory towards Earth. It soon becomes clear that the captive crew aboard the Satellite of Love will either burn up in a return trajectory or make it back to Mike's home planet. To pass the time and cheer up his frightened robot companions, Mike composes and sings a song to mark the occasion.
I know it's hard to leave this little satellite of ours. We've had some fine adventures. We danced among the stars.
We did?
And though we're far out space nuts, no matter where I roam, there's just no other planet like the planet I call home.
Wisconsin?
No, actually, I was thinking of this. To Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
The very birthplace of my birth.
Do-do-do-do.
The thought of Earth fills me with mirth.
Hey, maybe we'll meet Colin Firth.
That is a possibility. See? The blossoms on an apple tree.
To wander barefoot by the sea.
And slice your heel upon a broken bottle of Lipton iced tea.
Come on, clam it, Shorty. You're not helping.
The Earth's a big and scary place with wars and crime and death.
It is?
They listen to Sean Mullins and Alanis Morissette.
Oh, no!
This satellite has been my home. I've never known another.
Either.
Where will I live? What will I do? And can I keep my mother?
Absolutely.
Mom! Okay.
All this silly nonsense may be an acquired taste, but I acquired it many, many years ago, and I'm sorry to see the show go. Like The Simpsons, which began at about the same time, Mystery Science Theater 3000 has managed to stay fresh and funny for an amazingly long stretch of TV time. Its fans, who are called Misties, have every reason to expect a clever farewell, and Nelson and company provide one. I won't spoil it, except to say that it goes full circle and manages to include a reference to The Crawling Eye, the first movie shown when MST3K went national. Meanwhile, the jokes made at the expense of Diabolique are just as sharp and laugh-out-loud funny as ever. I'm going to miss Mystery Science Theater 3000. In fact, just thinking of it leaving TV after this Sunday makes me all misty-eyed.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.